Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Menopause Moment Mindset, Hormones and Science for Optimal Longevity by Kelly Casperson, MDD, is a non-fiction health guide focused on perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopausal health. Written by a board-certified urologist and sexual health educator, the book combines medical explanation, myth correction, and practical guidance for women who want clear information about hormonal change in midlife. Its central purpose is to move menopause away from a narrow definition as the end of menstruation and toward a broader understanding of a long-term endocrine transition with implications for sleep, sexual health, bones, cardiovascular risk, cognition, mood, metabolism, and quality of life. Casperson also addresses the social and clinical context in which many women receive incomplete or dismissive care. The book is positioned as science-based but accessible, using plain language to explain hormone therapy, risk interpretation, and health decision-making. It belongs to the growing category of menopause medicine books, but it is distinguished by its direct attention to hormones, sexuality, and patient self-advocacy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, menopause as a long-term hormonal transition rather than a brief reproductive milestone. A central idea in the menopause moment is that menopause should not be treated merely as the date when periods stop. Casperson presents it as a sustained low hormone state that can affect multiple organ systems over time. This framing matters because it changes the practical questions women and clinicians ask. If menopause is only a reproductive endpoint, then hot flashes and irregular bleeding may seem like the main concerns. If it is an endocrine transition, then sleep, genital and urinary tissue health, bone density, cardiovascular risk, cognition, body composition, and sexual function become part of the same clinical conversation. The book uses this broader lens to argue that women should not be expected to tolerate symptoms or accept vague explanations such as normal aging without further evaluation. The emphasis is not that every symptom in midlife has a hormonal cause, but that declining estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone can be relevant to many changes that are often considered unrelated. This approach helps readers connect scattered experiences into a more coherent health picture. It also supports preventive thinking, since the consequences of low hormone levels may extend beyond short-term discomfort into long-term function, mobility, intimacy, and longevity. Secondly, risk literacy and the reassessment of menopausal hormone therapy. One of the book's most prominent contributions is its discussion of menopausal hormone therapy and the fear surrounding it. Casperson addresses how older studies, media coverage, and simplified public messaging created confusion among patients and clinicians. Rather than presenting hormone therapy as universally appropriate, she emphasizes risk interpretation, patient selection, and informed decision-making. The important reasoning is that relative risk numbers, absolute risk numbers, age, timing, route of administration, and personal medical history all shape the meaning of safety data. A risk that sounds large in headlines may translate differently when considered in absolute terms, and a treatment that is inappropriate for one person may be reasonable for another. The book highlights that many women in the typical menopausal age range may benefit from hormone therapy for symptoms and possibly for selected aspects of long-term health, while still needing individualized medical assessment. This topic is important because it corrects a common binary view in which hormones are seen as either dangerous or a cure-all. Casperson instead pushes readers toward better questions: what symptom or prevention goal is being addressed, what formulation is being considered, what personal risks exist, and how should benefits and uncertainties be weighed with a knowledgeable clinician? Thirdly, sexual, urinary, brain, bone, and metabolic symptoms as legitimate medical concerns. The menopause moment gives sustained attention to symptoms that are often minimized in routine care. Casperson's background in urology and sexual medicine is especially relevant in the discussion of genital and urinary changes, libido, pain with sex, arousal, and intimacy after hormonal decline. By including these issues alongside hot flashes and sleep disruption, the book challenges the idea that sexual health is optional or secondary in midlife medicine. It also broadens the symptom map to include brain fog, mood changes, altered body composition, bone health, and cardiovascular considerations. The reasoning is that menopause care becomes inadequate when it treats only the most visible vasomotor symptoms while ignoring functions that affect daily life, relationships, mobility, and future disease risk. Casperson presents these concerns as clinically meaningful rather than as personal failures, lack of discipline, or inevitable aging. This does not mean the book reduces every midlife problem to hormones. Instead, it encourages readers to understand how hormonal change can interact with sleep, stress, exercise, nutrition, medical history, and social expectations. The result is a more integrated view of women's health, in which sexual function, cognition, urinary comfort, strength, and metabolic health belong in the same conversation as symptom relief. Fourthly, patient self-advocacy in a medical system with uneven menopause knowledge. A practical strand of the book concerns how women communicate with clinicians and respond when their symptoms are dismissed. Kasperson argues that many health professionals receive limited training in menopause and hormone therapy, which can leave patients with vague reassurance, outdated warnings, or no meaningful treatment plan. The book therefore treats self-advocacy as a health skill, not as a personality trait. Readers are encouraged to learn enough terminology, symptom patterns, and treatment options to ask more precise questions and seek clinicians who are current in midlife care. This is important because menopause often sits between specialties gynecology, primary care, urology, cardiology, mental health, and sexual medicine may all hold part of the picture, while no single visit addresses the whole experience. The book also recognizes that communication extends beyond the clinic. Conversations with partners, especially about sexual function, mood, fatigue, and changing needs, can influence whether symptoms are isolated or managed collaboratively. Kasperson's approach is not anti-medicine. It is a call for better partnership between informed patients and knowledgeable clinicians. The value lies in making healthcare navigation more concrete, documenting symptoms, asking about hormone and non-hormone options, clarifying risks, and refusing to accept dismissal as a complete answer. Lastly, mindset and lifestyle as complements to medical treatment, not substitutes for it. The word mindset in the title is not used to suggest that menopause symptoms can be solved by attitude alone. Kasperson places mindset alongside hormones and science to address how beliefs, shame, cultural expectations, and medical misinformation shape women's choices. If a woman believes that suffering is normal, that sexual concerns are embarrassing, or that hormone therapy is categorically unsafe, she may not seek care even when effective options exist. A mindset shift therefore becomes a practical step toward better health decisions. At the same time, the book includes lifestyle factors such as nutrition, stress management, exercise, sleep, and communication because hormonal health does not operate in isolation. These areas can support metabolic resilience, mood stability, strength, and long-term function. But they are not presented as a moral test or a replacement for medical care when treatment is warranted. This balance is important in a genre where advice can become either heavily pharmaceutical or overly wellness-driven. Kasperson's position is more integrated, understand the biology, evaluate hormone therapy and other medical options realistically, and use lifestyle strategies to reinforce broader health goals. The longevity focus emerges from this combination of symptom relief, prevention, agency, and sustainable daily habits. In conclusion, the menopause moment is best suited for women in perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause who want a clearer framework for understanding symptoms, hormone therapy, sexual health, and long-term prevention. It is also useful for partners who want to understand midlife changes without relying on stereotypes, and for clinicians who want a patient-centered overview of current menopause concerns. The practical benefit is that readers gain vocabulary and reasoning tools for medical appointments, how to describe symptoms, how to ask about hormone and non-hormone options, how to think about risk, and how to recognize when care is incomplete. The intellectual benefit is a broader model of menopause as an endocrine and whole-body transition rather than a narrow reproductive event. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out for combining menopause science with urology, sexual medicine, and direct discussion of patient advocacy. It does not present menopause only as a wellness challenge or only as a pharmacological problem. Instead, it links medical evidence, sexual function, mindset, communication, and prevention into one practical map. Its strongest differentiator is the willingness to confront hormone therapy misinformation, while still emphasizing individualized decisions rather than one-size-fits-all claims. For readers seeking a concise but serious guide to midlife health, it offers a grounded entry point into informed menopause care. If you would like to support Kelly Kasperson, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.